Today is Juneteenth, the day Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and other elected officials around the country have declared a celebration day, commemorating the day in 1865 when slavery was abolished in the United States. This is Lisa Berry, and we've been hearing from community voices across Washtenaw County about what they think and how they feel about Juneteenth, especially this year.
Hi, I'm Melvin Parsons. I am the executive director of We the People Opportunity Farm, and our mission is to break the cycle of incarceration here in Washtenaw County. I'm actually out at my farm right now. Juneteenth is something that I'm aware of and that I have observed on some small scale in the past, and it's something that I'm learning more about. I believe it's possibly more meaningful this year in light of everything that's going on across the country right now. These days, I waver between hopeful versus powerless and being afraid. I really try to stay away from the news as much as possible now because I feel like it traumatizes me. The farm is almost my sanctuary. It's a place where I can focus on growing food and growing people. And I look strategically for ways to engage and be active and be a part of what I'm hoping would be some long-term changes in how things are done here locally. I don't know if my story is something that people need to hear or even want to hear. I just know from my story that change is possible. And change requires support, and sometimes change requires patience. And an opportunity to grow in some good soil. I'm concerned about my son, and I'm concerned about my grandson. My son is 29 years old. My grandson is almost 2 years old. And yes, I am concerned. Especially with what's going on around the country now, it seems like from all reports that black men are being literally lynched from trees again. That is very disturbing to me. So I'm concerned about my son's safety every day. I think about that. And I'm concerned about my grandson's safety or his future of potentially not growing up with his dad. That's a constant that's on my mind. It's always on my mind. My fingers are crossed in some ways where I hope the momentum that's being gathered and potential for change will move the needle in a direction where my life matters, my son's life matters, my grandson's life matters. I can only hope for the best, do what I can do to protect them and to protect whoever I can, and to protect me.